This episode of the Infamous Podcast is brought to you by the Flying Pork Apparel Company.
The Flying Pork Apparel Company is an awfully long name to fit into a 15-second ad. We're most likely going to have to cut it short, but our designer tees and customer services are like way long on quality. Visit flyingporkapparel.com and shirt yourself, folks. Thank you.
Hey, welcome back to the Infamous Podcast. This is Brian.
This is Johnny.
And this week, you're slated for termination, Johnny.
Excellent.
So, Johnny is the target of a robot.
Most excellent. It's going to be a most excellent adventure.
Johnny's been targeted by a robot in the future to come back and wipe him out before he can do something special. To stop the robot?
It's a paradox. Because I wasn't going to do anything special until the robot came back.
Right? You were just going to live your best life.
I was going to live my life.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then the robot came back, killed my family, killed my friends. I had nobody. And I'm going to lead the army in the future.
All right. So we are talking Terminator Dark
Robot ass
Fate. You're not just going to take the robot's side after all that?
No. No, because why should they be in charge? I should be in charge.
Right?
I'm the leader of the resistance, not them.
Terrifying. Johnny in charge. Terrifying. Anyway, so this is what, the fifth?
Sixth
movie in the franchise, thank you. So this
last
is a...
too.
You think this is the...
No,
did they say?
They've said it's... James Cameron has said this is the last Terminator. Because he's taken back the rights.
Oh, okay.
He ain't putting up with any more Terminators. He's got Avatars to do.
No more Terminators.
You know what? I want one more Terminator movie.
Okay.
But I get to write it.
There you go.
Adapt RoboCop versus the Terminator.
I don't know why they haven't
Paul
done...
Paul Verhoeven is directing it.
Hell yeah. Is he still alive?
Yes.
Yeah.
He just hasn't done a lot of movies. He's done a lot of like different movies lately.
So, this Terminator starred Mackenzie Davis from The Martian.
Peter Weller is coming back as as RoboCop.
The Robonator.
No, he's going to be the RoboCop, and that story's going to happen pretty much the way it happens. I'd change a few small things in that story, but otherwise it would be that story.
Otherwise, it's perfect.
Walt Simonson and Frank Miller make their cameos in it.
There you go.
As Terminators.
Ooh.
Yeah, there you go.
I like that.
Who's in this?
Mackenzie Davis.
Sarah Connor. Sarah Connor is in this movie.
Carl's
in this movie.
Carl. Yeah, so we have Mackenzie Davis, Linda Hamilton, Arnold Schwarzenegger, a wasted Gabriel Luna, Natalie Reyes.
Gabriel Luna.
Hellboy.
Ghost Rider.
Thank you.
No, he wasn't wasted.
I feel like he was. No, and I'm not saying that he wasn't awesome, and we'll get to it, but I feel like if you've got someone like Gabriel Luna in a movie, like, give him some lines. Like,
he had the best line at the end of the movie.
Oh, he absolutely did. Which
you don't even know her.
Which is why it made me so mad. That,
well, no,
like,
he
anyway.
Shouldn't have had any other lines
I get
because
it.
He was just supposed to be a menacing Terminator.
So I have to say the
I want to know why he's called the Rev 9.
The
but,
Rev 9 man. was an interesting Terminator for sure.
So do the synopsis since you want to do the synopsis.
Oh, okay. Hold on.
You usually do. So do your little synopsis or you want me to do it real fast?
Well, you can do
Mexico
it.
Mexico City, 2020.
Oh, you memorized it.
Well, you know, I know where it is. It's a Terminator movie. I remember stuff. Mexico City, 2020. What's her name? What's the, Daniela, is a young girl,
not a Targaryen.
Yeah. But she's a young girl living in Mexico City. Terminator shows up, Protector shows up. She is protected by Mackenzie Davis's character called Grace. I don't know why that name, but, getting chased. Sarah Connor shows up, shoots the Terminator a couple times, says I'll be back, and from there it's just a Terminator movie. Mm-hmm. Has a cool opening scene. A very cool opening scene with a lot of digital artwork.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not going to spoil that. for anybody who hasn't seen the movie.
So we'll do minor spoilers, or there's some things that we do kind of have
to
spoil.
We can spoil Arnold. We can spoil that, but don't spoil why he's there, and don't spoil the beginning of the movie. The beginning of the movie, you'll be like BuzzFeed. You'll be spoiling the movie.
So we don't want to talk about John then?
No, or, we don't talk about
John.
Because
we kind of have to talk about John.
You don't have
to talk about
John.
Danny.
John's not involved in this story.
Okay. So something happens in the 90s.
We can't really spoil her story either.
Hmm. Okay. This is an interesting challenge on how to talk about this.
Well, it's one of those things where, like, we're doing a review, but the movie's only been out for a week.
I guess
it's not true. Even a week. By the time the episode is airing, it will have been out a week and 2 days.
Okay, that's fair.
So everybody's gone and seen it. We know that
obviously
because
it only made $29 million
dollars
in the opening weekend. It made $11 million on the opening Friday, which is like sad.
What else came out? Did anything come out?
Yeah, there were a few things that came out. Hold on, let me pull it up.
I'm not trying to make an excuse for that because I understand why people didn't go see it.
Yeah.
It's every time there's a Terminator movie, it's just a restart.
Yeah, it was
officially this movie is a restart, but it is a sequel to Terminator and Terminator 2.
Mm-hmm.
John Connor is not involved in the story.
No.
Daniela, Danny, is as important to the future as John Connor is.
There. Yeah, there you go. All right.
Mackenzie Davis's character is sent back to protect Danny because Danny is a very
pivotal character.
Important character to what the future will be.
So can we talk about the AI in this one? Or are we not doing
Skynet anything? Is not Skynet.
Skynet is not in this movie.
Well,
because they stopped Skynet.
Well, yeah, we can say that. That's not spoiling it. We know at the end of Terminator 2 that they stop Skynet. Skynet is done. They destroy the Protector Terminator.
Right.
They destroy the T-1000. They destroy the chips. Miles Dyson dies.
Right.
Cyberdyne's blown to bits.
Yep.
And that. So in this timeline, co-created by James Cameron.
Yes.
They stop Skynet. John and Sarah left the States because they were wanted. And things happen, and we go to the future, modern day for us.
Right.
Judgment Day didn't happen. So, Mackenzie Davis's character shows up, Gabriel Luna's character shows up, and all hell breaks loose.
Yes.
And then it's pretty much like an action mystery movie at that point.
Yeah.
Sarah shows up, and Sarah is more grizzled, older. Things have gone wrong in her life.
Well, she hunts Terminators and blacks out drunk.
Well, right. Yeah, she said that. But it's one of those things where things didn't go the way that her life was meant to go.
Right.
And she keeps getting messages on a cell phone, mystery messages, telling her coordinates. She goes to the coordinates. A lightning ball shows up. A Terminator shows up. She terminates the Terminator. This has been happening for
20 years?
20 years, yeah. About 20 years.
She's the Terminatrix.
Yeah, well, Terminator of Terminators.
So
it's been happening for 20 years because even then this is where the paradox of the story happens and is all Terminators. I'm going to say this now. Terminator movies have all happened. They're alternate timelines because when you have time travel, alternate timelines stem from time travel.
Yeah,
if
we
learned
that
from
Endgame and
well, no, we learned that from Back to the Future, and we learned that from the Time Machine, and we learned that way long before
Doctor
Endgame.
Yeah,
yeah. I mean,
all that stuff. Yeah,
you know, there are rules to time travel that certain people set in their stories, but if you change something, you alter the timeline.
Right.
So Skynet pretty much has altered its own timeline.
Mm-hmm.
In this story, the new Skynet is called Legion, and it's altered its timeline too. Because, like with Sarah Connor, Daniela was nobody, was a nothing, you know, was just a citizen of the world, as we all are. And, like we were joking about, the machine sends back a machine to kill this unimportant person, and this unimportant person becomes important in the process of it. And it's just a loop, a time paradox loop. Mm-hmm. And that, it, I mean, every Terminator movie has done that. Are some of the themes to this movie repeated? Yes, they are, because this is pretty much a redo of Terminator.
Yes.
Was it bad because of that? No, because they did things in this movie that were tips of the hat to the original Terminator, but they gave you a twist.
Uh-huh.
We're not spoiling the twist, because there's like three big twists in there, and then there's just a lot of little story elements where you're like, oh, okay, I see where this could go if you wanted to do another one.
Uh-huh.
But after I seen it, I read that James Cameron said there will not be another Terminator. Right. I say do Sarah Connor Chronicles Season 3, wrap that story up.
Yeah.
You know, there's all these streaming networks now. I'm surprised nobody would just grab that idea and say, hey, we could do two more seasons and finish that story.
Lena Headey's been really busy.
She's not busy anymore.
Right. I'm just saying, that's like she's been busy.
She's been busy. She's not busy anymore.
Right.
Summer Glau probably would come back and play Cameron.
Thomas Dekker, come back.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd see him come back.
Bag?
He'd have to come back.
Bag could come back?
Yeah, he would.
So, yeah.
I mean, if we're done with, like, movies, let's go TV series. Let's go back to Sarah Connor Chronicles. So
it's funny that you mentioned this, because as I was watching this movie, all I could think is, wow, TV is so much better than movies right now.
I don't know.
And it's not that I dislike this.
Oh, okay.
Like,
well,
like just TV in general. Yeah. Like, I have more fun watching TV than I do going to the movies anymore. You know, and I love going to the movies. That's
Marvel
like my favorite
movies
thing.
And Terminator movies are not cinema.
Well, and I'm not even, well.
They're not cinema. I'm just going to, you know, not cinema.
But like, I mean, the way I felt about Joker, the way I felt about this, like just some of the other things, it's really like.
I enjoyed Joker.
I was more excited.
I enjoyed this.
I was more excited to watch season 3 of Atypical or season 2 of Jack Ryan than I was of really either of those movies.
But I feel that you are more of a TV person than a movie person.
I've turned into a TV person, absolutely, because I was never a TV person before. Like, not like I am now. So
I've been a TV person most of the time I've known you. Yeah.
But
you just
know.
Didn't have the streaming capabilities that
I guess
you have
that's
now.
True. Yeah.
And that but like you've been more of a TV person than you've ever been a movie person.
So anyway,
I've been a movie person. I mean, I've been going to movies since I was, you know, 3 years old.
So, I mean, I legitimately enjoyed the movie, you know? It definitely has problems. But
on a whole, the story was good. The story was, like I said, these stories start to run into the problem of they've been told before.
Yeah.
But every story that you've ever heard has been told before in some way or another. It's the mythology of humans.
I'll tell you what really surprised me with this movie is it got the end. I saw the credits and I saw David Goyer's name and I was like, wow, I actually like something with his name on the writing credits.
Yeah.
So,
but I think like his writing credit is just he was part of the idea.
Yeah, he's
machine.
On the screenplay.
Right.
So
he's just part of the idea machine.
Yeah. I mean, he's on the story by as well. So,
well, right. Yeah. Story by means that, hey, I have an idea. Mm-hmm. You want to use this idea? And they're like, oh, yeah, but we'll give you credit, but you're not going to be writing the movie.
So, but the screenplay is he's top bill, Justin Rhodes and Billy Ray. Anywho, but that being said, like, you know,
Dave Goyer is not that bad. Dave Goyer just has lost his way when it comes to superheroes.
Yeah. Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, I was surprised.
Dave Goyer did one of the best Marvel, like, comic book movies ever.
Yeah.
Blade.
Yeah.
Right.
But then he did Blade Trinity. But he was on his own there. That was the problem, right?
That was just, hey, we'll let you direct this movie.
Right.
We don't know what we want to do, but we'll make a poodle with a vampire mount.
I really enjoyed Mackenzie Davis in this as Grace. I thought she was an interesting character, especially the twist about her, which I think that's in the preview that they
no, no,
yeah,
about her being from the future, or?
And then what she was from the future, the E word.
Oh, that she's an augment?
Yeah, she's enhanced, right?
Well, right, yeah. So, well, that's in the trailer.
Yeah, that's what
I'm
saying. That was in the trailer.
She's not a Terminator.
So. But no, she's absolutely, yeah.
You know she's
that's
human
not spoiling
because she
anything.
Says that, like, in but, every preview. It's, I'm human. I'm just better.
So, I did at one point wonder if they, like, digitally made her taller. right?
No, she's tall.
She's 5'10". Everyone else in this movie is really short.
Right, yeah. She's tall. Linda Hamilton's not tall. I've met Linda Hamilton. Okay. She's not tall.
So, I really liked her.
But not tall.
Yeah, no. I really, really liked her. I loved Gabriel Luna. I thought he was a great Terminator. He has like great facial features and eyes and like looks menacing and
but pleasantly menacing.
Right. But the dialogue that he had, like, I enjoyed.
I wanted more.
I wanted a mouthy Terminator.
Well, I enjoyed that it was he carried different accents.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Because he did Texas, he did Mexico, he did just a plain old robotic voice, right. I guess you would say. What's a mouthy Terminator?
I don't know. Just like kind of talking shit.
I don't think a Terminator would ever do that.
I don't know. But
the worst thing he could do is come into that room at the end when they're all fighting, when they're all ready to fight him. Mm-hmm. And he walks in and he starts talking. And you're like, don't monologue.
Yeah.
Like literally, I'm like,
oh, no,
don't
I didn't
monologue.
Want monologuing.
No,
but just
that's
like,
what he was. That's what that's mouthy Terminator would be, a monologue. So, we're from the future and we're here to kill you and we're going to do it. No, it was more, he walks in the room, he's menacing, he looks at them, starts questioning them, and says, why do you even care? You don't know her.
Right.
And when he says that, I'm like, that's a perfect line for a Terminator
to
say.
That was really good.
I'm like, that's where you're like,
that's why I wanted more.
You know, but then no, more is less.
I get it. So the other thing I really liked was the scene in the 90s.
Mm-hmm.
And I won't go too deep into it, but the scene in the 90s, the facial stuff,
the CGI
there,
yeah,
the best I've ever seen.
Well, they use the same guy because it is a Terminator shows up. It's the same guy who they've used before for the body movements.
So
of
all
Arnold.
Of all three actors in that scene were stunt people with faces digitally put over, and then John. Some woman did the voice because, you know, it was in the 90s. So, like, Edward Furlong doesn't have that voice anymore.
No, I have a squeaky voice.
But, yeah, so I was really impressed by that. I thought that was great that they did such a good job. Because I felt like Captain Marvel did a good job with that.
See, I haven't seen Captain Marvel yet.
You didn't see Captain Marvel?
Oh, Captain Marvel I've seen. Yeah, I didn't see Shazam.
Okay.
Sorry, that's Captain Marvel.
Yeah.
Sorry.
You're talking about Captain Marvel proper.
You're not talking about Captain Marvel. You're talking about Captain Marvel.
Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah.
But I will
just
say,
to not confuse the situation.
So I like that. Tom Hopper shows up in a scene in the future.
Yeah.
That was really cool. And he got to use his British accent.
I thought he was Grace's brother.
So.
I thought he was using the accent. That's right.
They wanted you to think he was
Dickon. I was like, I went, hey, there's Dickon.
It's Rickon. I was waiting for him to sprout some ape arms and start kicking some ass.
Yeah.
So, but no, that was cool. That was a fun little like cameo, and it's like, oh, hey, wait. Oh, he's using his voice.
Yeah,
that's awesome. What did you think of Natalie Reyes as Dani Ramos?
I thought she was good.
So
I thought that it was, that's where the story goes in a different direction, because Sarah throughout the entire first Terminator movie is afraid.
Yeah.
Until the end when Reese dies and she has to fight. Whereas this girl just like literally like sees what's going on, believes it, and is like, you know what? We're fighting.
Yep, I got
it. I'm
do
fighting
this.
For myself.
So there's two spots where she lost me.
Okay.
One was the speech in the future.
Okay.
And then the other was at the end when they get into the Jeep and her seat is pushed all the way forward. So her arms are like,
well, she's short.
I know, I get it, but it was just like you couldn't have just like made the seat like sit back a little bit further.
It's just
like
an aesthetics choice. I know, it wasn't even anything she probably decided.
No, and I know it wasn't.
Some
it was just
set person went put the seat all the way up.
But it was just so funny.
She can't touch the pedals.
That's exactly what
she
I was
she can't
thinking.
Touch the pedals.
Like, is she
like
on a
literally
phone
she
book?
Got in and they were like, oh, your arms look okay. Can you drive it? And she went, no, I can't touch the pedals. And they're like, put that seat all the way
up. Just like totally pulled me out of that scene for just a second. I was like, what? Oh, okay. But yeah, it was just funny. It made me laugh more than anything.
The speech, like, so, because it was being told as a story.
Yeah.
Kind of just didn't matter because it was right. being told as a story. And that.
But she reminded me in that part of the little girl in Transformers, the last night or whatever. Who was like tagging along with Marky Mark, and she's like, I want to stay.
Oh, I'm going to stay. And I want to fight.
Yeah, it was like almost verbatim. Like, well, I had to go back and look and see if Natalie Reyes was that girl.
Oh, that would have been awesome. That would have been like really awesome.
that would have been funny, but been she
like,
was not.
Totally, she's in robot movies.
Right.
So what do you think about the design of the Rev 9?
I thought the Rev 9 was awesome.
Like I wanted to see like the full body, because when the Rev 9 splits, and you see that in the trailers and all that, when the Rev 9 splits, the Gabriel Luna version has the consciousness in mm-hmm. him, and that, and the other version has an empty skull pan.
Right.
And I'm like, well, what's it look like with that, with, you know, like with no skin on it? But I'm like,
but we got to see that.
No, because I figured out what it is, oh, wait, he doesn't have that body without that, because right. he's a digital yeah. machine instead of like the other Terminators, where he's a frame and
he's liquid,
you know. Yeah, he's more liquid metal,
so
to the point that he's not a T-1000 liquid metal, he's this like digital looking mm-hmm. thing, because when he gets blasted apart, there's just pieces all over the yep. place, and when they form back together, it literally looks like Velcro digital type
yeah
thing. Yeah,
it was like pixelating back together.
Yeah.
And like so one, I love the little U-shaped thing at his collarbone.
Yeah.
Like, I thought that was a really cool design aesthetic. I like that he's matte black.
Yeah.
And not silver.
Right.
And I loved when they were fighting on the plane, and he was, like, going back and forth between being two, being one.
Yeah.
And then when the one got exploded.
When he was more, like, where they, like, I think that James Cameron's probably been thinking about this for 20 years.
Yeah, I'm sure.
And that. He's more animal
yeah.
than he was machine and human.
So he reminded me of the vampires
when
from 30 Days
running,
of Night.
Yeah, when he's running across yeah. the roofs and that, I'm like, okay, that's kind of creepy.
Right?
Like, you're literally exactly. like, this is the first Terminator where I thought, he's kind of creepy.
Like, this is the first Terminator I thought was going to win, and that's what Dark Fate was going to be.
Which could have been.
Right?
You know?
Like, the Terminator just wins.
Well,
and
they never, like right. you know... You never get a true acknowledgement of what the future is.
Yeah.
So, you know.
So, I thought it was weird that the new Skynet was called Legion.
Yeah.
I thought the paradox that was created from Skynet being defeated and Legion uprising and the kind of temporal wave that yeah. was talked about was kind of an interesting choice, but also kind of like a, oh, okay.
I'd like to know where that came from. Like, they never showed a company. They never gave you an idea of, like, you know, this is why we came up with this idea. We found the remnants of that Terminator and that Terminator.
Right.
And we combined them
Who
together.
Knows? Right.
And we became
or
Legion.
Because there's no new ideas. It was just inevitable.
Well, yeah. It's that whole thing where, like I said, you know, something has to replace the hole in the paradox.
Right.
And that I would have liked it if they would have acknowledged Legion as not being spelled L-E-G-I-O-N, as it would have been L-G-N.
Yeah.
And just been
like
that's V-ger? Legion. Yeah, yeah. Like that's Legion.
Yeah.
And that something like that would have been cool. And that or L-G-I-N.
Yeah. Something.
Something where it wasn't exactly the same, but like, it's just one of those things where it would be created still.
Yeah.
I mean, Terminator 3 kind of did that too, with the fact that Dyson died.
Right.
But the machine went on.
Right.
And became a more military operation.
Right.
And that, you know, for all its faults and that, there's some cool ideas with how does Skynet survive.
Right. Even though the machines did not rise.
And, you know, Legion.
Yeah.
Skynet. RoboCop.
An AI by any other
yeah.
name.
I mean, you know, because in the alternate timelines, things change. But it's like, how the hell did Legion come up with the same thing called a Terminator? And
it looks,
you know,
exactly the same.
Yeah,
and
what about what about the Hunter Killers and all that stuff are still called the same things? I'm like, you could have changed it.
So I agree, because I
think... But you couldn't use Eraser because that was already another Schwarzenegger movie.
An Eraser sent back in time.
Yeah, well, that's what fight. I mean. Like, you know,
Doodle
you could,
Bob Square
you could call it a call the movie Terminator, but say that the machine that's sent back from the future is an Eraser. It's supposed to erase somebody. Like, but they've already used that.
A deleter.
So, there you go. A backspacer.
A control Z.
Backspace. That's what it's called.
Control Z.
Oh, there you go. See?
That's
a zombie robot movie that's going to happen. Yeah. Control Z.
Control Z. Copyright, trademark, whatever. Registered.
If you write it, I will come to your house and I will ask for a little bit of money. Or just let me visit the set.
Yeah, just put Donnie in the movie.
Yeah, I'll be in the back
as a zombie.
See, I would be one of the things like that's. It's like, hey, Johnny, you want to like come visit a set? I just want to be a background character. I don't want to be like.
Yeah. I want to be running on the green screen from the asteroid that's crashing down.
You want somebody to die? I'll die. And I'll get my 15 minutes of fame.
The array of weaponry in this movie was interesting.
Carl had an awesome
Carl's bunker.
Like, yeah,
was great. Carl himself was very interesting.
We don't want to spoil Carl. Schwarzenegger's character is named Carl,
right?
And we don't want to spoil him. He is a Terminator, but that's all you need to know.
Well, he does like drapes,
and he survived 20 years, and they do age.
Yep.
And that's been a fact since, you know, in Terminator 2, I think John asked him, will you age?
And he says, yes,
I'll age.
Because it's the skin. It might have been in the deleted. The skin is living.
The deleted, the director's cut version. But he talks about how he can heal and he'll age and all that. And they acknowledge that in, what was the last one? Infinity?
Genesis.
Infinity. No. Yeah, in Genesis. They acknowledge
pops
it in that
with pops.
Yeah, that he, you know, looked young, but then he aged and that. And I think that, you know, that's a logical conclusion that this Terminator got stuck after Skynet had been destroyed.
Yeah.
And just was wandering aimlessly and took on a role of a man who was protecting a woman.
A man with a plan.
He didn't have a mission at that point.
No, he even says as much. He didn't have a purpose.
He didn't have a purpose, and he found a human woman who was being abused by her husband. Probably terminated the husband, but he never said. And
he does kind of gloss over that.
He
doesn't
did. He did. They literally glossed over that. He's to like, the point where I was like,
I found her. She had a baby.
Yeah,
I took him.
He didn't talk with the Scottish accent.
No, I know. But and he was like, I took care of him.
Mateo.
Yeah, Mateo. Mateo.
I was literally like sitting there in my seat kind of cringing at that because I'm like, was she your maid? Is that? I'm like, did somebody not think about that? Like, you know, because she's Hispanic.
Yeah.
And the son is Hispanic. And I'm like, did nobody think to like say, hey,
you know, I think they did. And I think he probably said, do it.
It's okay. It's fine.
It's okay.
I'm going home to, you know, play with my mini pony. Did you know that he has a mini pony?
No, but that makes me laugh.
What's with the big muscular like guys having like mini ponies?
Well, cause he's
stuff.
Only like 5'8".
But I'm like, he's still like, he's Conan.
I mean, yeah, I get that, but he's still only 5'8".
I don't know. He could still beat our asses.
Oh, yeah. As a 95-year-old man.
Go for the shoulders. Oh, what I can say, because his shoulders are messed up. Yeah, he said that on Jimmy Kimmel, that his shoulders are messed up.
Okay.
But his character is very interesting in that he's a Terminator who's become human.
Yeah.
Even the dog.
He's
a
humanator.
He has a dog, and the dog's just sitting there letting him pet him and everything.
All right,
and
so I'm sitting there watching that dog. I'm like, man, why can't Toph behave like that when people are around?
Because it's your dog.
She gets so excited to see you because you only come over once a week.
Well, you know.
She's like, oh, Johnny, I have so much to tell you. Yeah, I haven't seen you in a whole
she
week.
She does.
Johnny.
And then she goes, I gotta go pee.
Yep. Yeah, you got to see her do Mad Dog today. Mad Dog is hilarious.
Where she ran around until she found
the little like circle infinity sign that she does, the loop-de-loop or the figure eight.
So let me, I got one complaint about this movie that like is a complaint where I'm like, I'm tired of it.
Yeah.
I liked Linda Hamilton's I'll Be Back.
Yeah.
I didn't like Schwarzenegger's I won't be back.
Yeah.
I'm like, come on, stop it already.
So I...
It's fine if you see Schwarzenegger on the street and you say, do the line. Do the line.
Do it. And do, that,
it, do it. Do it already. It's do not it, a tumor. But it's that thing where it's like having like Linda Hamilton say, I'll be back.
Yeah.
And you're like, cool. And
you,
that,
you know, like, what I like the least about this movie?
What?
Linda Hamilton.
Really? I liked her in this movie.
I feel like she, one, I don't think she's a very good actress.
Wow.
I just don't. Wow. Like, you know.
She's barely been in anything.
Well, that probably for good reason,
no,
right?
No, she was good. She was good in the Terminator movies.
I liked her in Chuck when she played Chuck's mom, but she was only in it for a little bit,
I liked
right?
her on Beauty and the Beast with Ron Perlman.
Oh, yeah. I didn't really watch that. But the thing is like her whole... I drink and kill Terminators, like Tyrion Lannister thing. Like, she was just too, like, I don't know. It was just like, she always had some stupid comment and like, oh, well, you know.
That's literally her in Terminator 2
also. I know.
At least
I know,
she didn't give a speech about how men were killing the world and all that stuff.
That's fair,
because she did that in Terminator 2.
I get that. But
she was the original,
are, so, well,
you know.
Like, let's be honest. But I don't know. No. I think.
I want a Terminator to come back in the next movie, because there will be a next movie.
No matter what.
And just have smokestacks where he's like, because the machines didn't kill the world. The pollution killed the world. And he's just here to kill whoever stopped that, you know, is fighting that in the future. Whatever social, what is it? Social or not social?
Social justice warrior.
Environmentalist.
Oh.
Whatever, like super environmentalist.
Whatever eco terrorist.
Well, yeah, in the future they would be the resistance, the eco resistance. Yes, because that's what they need to. Like this one, I would have liked a little bit more of the future story.
I would have
because
too,
Grace
I
tells the story about how Legion took over, and it happened in like 3 days.
It just happened.
Well, no, the
like,
way she
like
explained,
the phones
like,
and power went out,
the
and then the next day,
day
it was done.
The first day they Legion turned everything off.
Right.
Any digital, any machine, anything that like if you had a gasoline car, like in an old combustible engine,
you're fine.
You were good. But if you had a car with computer chips in it, you were dead.
Done. It probably drove
but
you off
goes,
a bridge.
She goes, the first day everything turned off. And then she goes, and the second day, they figured out what happened and tried to go to war against it.
Right.
And then she's like, and the third day, the world was at war. And I'm like, that would have just been a cool sequence.
Right.
Yeah. And who hasn't realized that Matrix and Terminator are the same movie?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Like, the Matrix is sending people back.
Right.
And that's all. That's
wait,
all
they like, are? In the new one?
No. That would be the thing. Oh, that's it.
That's
how
Neo
comes back. That's how Neo comes back. Is the
Matrix reneges on the deal,
sends back a Smith from the future to kill Neo from the past. Yes,
that
Mr. Anderson
is the sound of termination.
Yes, exactly. That's what I was sitting there when I was watching this movie. I'm like, as much as everybody toots their horn about the Matrix is the Terminator.
Yeah,
if.
Sure.
Skynet would have won and went, hey, you know what we should do? We should make them humans into batteries and run our machines so we can live longer.
You know what humans are made mostly out of? Hydrogen.
Yeah. Hey. You know? Your brains are all run off electricity. We need electricity to live. I like the idea. Like, I want to see a combination of all these movies because I like the idea in Genesis of Skynet taking a conscious form.
Right.
The Matt Smith thing was kind of a cool
dude,
idea.
Spoilers.
Really?
No.
Wow, that movie's been out for a few years. That's streaming, like easy streaming.
Yeah.
And Matt Smith as a self-aware walking around Skynet.
Yeah.
Was cool. That's a cool idea.
It was.
John Connor becoming what he was in Genesis was an interesting idea.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that they just branched off from what was supposed to happen in Salvation, where John was supposed to die and the machine was supposed to take his skin.
Right.
So I'm like, is that all we're doing with these movies at this point?
Yeah.
Just like we get every script, we bring it into a room, we throw all the scripts up in the air.
All right, I need a page one. All right, who has a page one?
Like,
all right.
No, no, all right. It's not even we. I need a page one. It's like you throw them up in the air, and then you send a couple kids in.
Right.
Probably like 10, 11 years old. Just pick them all up and put them in an order.
Whatever order that's in?
Whatever order. Like, just, I want you to start in this corner of the room, and I want you to walk around the outside and pick every piece up, and that's the story.
Yeah. I will say, I felt like they did a pretty good job of not, like, going, like, over the top with, like, the, this is an all-female Terminator movie for the most
like
part.
Oh, like, making the Terminator, like, if the Terminator would have showed up and it would have been a female, too.
Right. Like, been but, like, no, but I mean, like, minute. But the characters at no point were they all, like, it was not like that douchey girl power scene in Endgame.
Oh, you're talking about the A4 scene?
Yeah.
I like the A4 scene. But I, you know, I
you know what I mean. But
cool
it's it like was
a
dead stop.
Book.
Yeah, it was cool for a second.
But it was like, the every fanboy
yeah.
groans.
But
and
when
I'm gonna
when Wasp
every fanboy right. groans at that scene, and I'm like, in this movie, it was just like, you know, hey, we're gonna kick this.
It just
guy's
didn't
ass.
Make a big deal about
like,
it. They were just awesome.
It was literally you know? Just that scene at the end when they're all in that room, and it's like. Let's kick this guy.
They were
ass.
All just really good fighters, and you know, well
and it
they became real. They all became good fighters, but they became.
It just showed that Dani was as good of a leader as she was meant to be in the future. That she literally
this
was
her
was
leadership
like,
boot camp.
She's like,
so,
this is our kill box,
right?
And
well, because she had heard Sarah say that.
Well, she,
and so
Sarah was training her.
So Sarah becomes her mentor.
Well, right, as should be,
which was great. And I did. Like, the whole, like, oh, the Mother Mary. Like, you know, all that Sarah stuff. It's like, Sarah, like, if you can't tell by now that she's not the one who's having the baby, that she's the commander that is going to be to
well,
lead the humans.
Sarah's
like,
so focused on that
she's just focused on herself.
She was what she was, and she yeah. was a target, and now this girl's a target. And the only yeah. thing that makes sense for this girl to be a target is that she's going to give birth to the future.
Sure.
And that's what Sarah's focused on. And it's like, you start to think that, and then you're like, wait a minute. If Grace is from 2040 something, I'm like, there's no way that her kid is leading an army.
Right.
Like, John Connor's leading the army. She's just one of the leaders in John Connor's army.
There is no John
See,
Connor.
That's what I'm saying. This took that story. That,
yeah.
That
no,
took
you're
that,
right.
This took the thing from Terminator 3, where the Terminator was sent back to kill all of John's lieutenants. Yeah. Not kill John, because
right.
they had no idea where John was. And that John's off the grid.
Well, she made a point, too, of saying that, like, I never took pictures of him.
Right. But, so. Like, literally, John goes off the grid until his DNA shows up.
Mm-hmm.
Because John's DNA still would be in the system.
Oh, yeah.
It would be. He was yeah. born in a hospital. We would have blood work have done mm-hmm. on him, and, you know... And plus, the Terminators had got him in the future, in that future.
Yep.
You know, so they knew what his DNA was.
They've had his DNA. And you know,
John Connor's meant to die.
Yeah.
But you can change that.
Right.
If you're a time traveler.
Yeah. All the timey-wimey stuff.
Well, you know.
But yeah.
In the Matrix, it will all be different.
Yeah, it's just I don't know. I kind of feel like the $29 million box office was deserved for this movie in a lot of ways because of like how they've let fans down over the years with the movies they've put out.
I've never felt let down. And I would say that I'm a true Terminator fan.
Oh, there's no doubt. There's no doubt that this is one of your favorite franchises.
Yeah. And I would say that I've never been totally let down. Just some of the stories were more disappointing than other stories.
Okay.
And that, I mean, it's just one of those things. It's the same as Star Wars. I mean, Star Wars, I've been a lifelong fan of.
Right.
Some stories are more disappointing than other stories.
Mm-hmm.
There's rankings of the stories. But I'll watch them all.
Right.
I will watch them all if I get, you know, an itch and say, hey, you know what? And I did it before this movie came out.
Yeah, you watched,
I watched
them all.
Everything.
Yeah.
And that just to like, because I know I hadn't watched Sarah Connor Chronicles in like 5 years.
God, I don't think I've watched that since.
And I was like,
since it was on Amazon originally.
Yeah.
So,
but I was like, you know, I'm going to watch that. And I was like, you know what? I'll just watch all the movies too. And I'm like, I still feel the same way about all of them.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, you know, the same way, like I've said about Last Jedi, I still feel the same way about that movie, the way that I felt when I first seen it.
Yeah.
I've never walked out of a Terminator movie and been like, man, that was the greatest thing ever. Except for Terminator 2.
Yeah.
Which was the first Terminator movie I seen in a theater. And that, because that was the greatest thing ever. That Terminator was, yeah. But this one I walked out and I'm like, you know what? I enjoyed that. That was a fun story. It was a good action movie. Tim Miller, is that his name? Tim Miller?
Yep.
Can direct a great action movie.
Oh, the fight scenes are amazing.
Well, the thing I was so hyped about was seeing the plane, the jet chase.
Yeah.
And the jet chase paid off bigger than I thought it would.
Uh-huh.
And that, and I'm like, okay, cool. You know, that's, I'm satisfied.
Yep.
So, you know. Were you satisfied with your service? Yes, I was. Thank you.
Yes, I was. Thank
and
you.
And hearing
much.
Arnold Schwarzenegger describe drapery is something I never thought I would enjoy, but
that was hilarious.
Very
that
enjoyable.
Was so funny.
When he's talking about the father came in and told me he wanted this for the daughter's room, and I said, no.
No, you want.
I'm like, if anything I can say, I recommend going to see this movie just for an explanation of draperies.
He wanted solid colors.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
I said no.
You need drapes with balloons, or clowns, or cats, or blah,
unicorns.
Blah. Like he literally went down the list, and I'm like, this is the weirdest but greatest thing I think I've ever seen in a
Now I just want to now I just want to hear him talk about interior design stuff.
You might get it.
So, but yeah, I think at the end of the day, this movie actually, like, people should go see it.
Like Arnold Schwarzenegger, interior designer.
Oh, designing women.
I walked into the room.
Designing women reboot with all the guys from the Expendables, like, you know, Bruce and Sylvester Stallone and Arnold and Jason Statham is the
Can
guy
Jason
that just
Statham
got out of jail.
Play flamboyant. Though?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
I want him to play.
Yeah.
Flamboyant.
He's the I forget the guy's name. The black guy.
Taylor.
Yeah.
Meshach Taylor.
Like that's Jason Statham.
But
so.
Just to have Arnold Schwarzenegger interior designer where he says, I came into the room and they hung the wallpaper up and I said, take it down.
I said, get to the food processor. Cause it's a chopper.
Well, you know.
Anyway.
No, it would be totally something to do with interior design though.
So
what is the tabletops that they use now that the rock like stuff?
Oh, granite.
So it'd be like, get the granite.
You don't want the quartz. Get the granite. Okay, I want to talk about the opening, like, Terminators walking through.
On the beach?
On the beach.
Yeah.
So, I was, when I first saw it, like, I was
I just want to see a movie with Terminators fighting.
Right.
Humans.
Right.
And it don't have to be, like, a major, like, twist story or anything.
And they don't have to go back in time. They could just fight
just
in the, like,
yeah.
Anyway.
Like Salvation.
Right. So the Terminator
more
and less, what's his name?
Christian Bale?
Sam.
Christian Bale?
Worthington.
Christian Bale.
Right? I got that right, didn't I?
Yeah, Sam Worthington.
All right. So when it's walking up the beach, right, there's like no real like depth to it. Like it was very much like a 90s like CG moment.
Well, I felt like it had to be that.
And it was really good. Yeah. But then it stepped on the skull.
Right.
And like the whole thing like got like a third dimension to it. Like
well,
it was very
intentional.
When the
first one shows up out of the water, you're like, man, this looks like really bad special effects.
Right.
And that. But then when the third one pops up and then the hunter killer flies overhead, I'm like, okay, this is really good effects. Like you don't realize it until you see like the third Terminator. Because
it was when that skull was crushed.
Yeah.
That's when it all kind of like came into 3D, like, you know, like
just
added dimension
with the water
but,
washing up in the skull,
the
like
skull
showing
like
the
slowly
Woo!
Showing the skull was
like,
really neat.
Ooh,
way to go, Tim Miller, and your DP.
Yeah. Well,
that was
it's that thing where it's like
that's very artistically cool.
Like I said, he's a fan of these movies, and you could see like stuff like that where it was like, yeah, you're like one of those fans where you're like, wouldn't it be cool if we did this?
Mm-hmm.
And then RoboCop showed up.
And
no, like they're like the Terminator stuff that Dark Horse did.
Yeah.
Is some awesome storytelling, but they used the alternate timeline like thing because the one story they did that was like a continuous thing, but it was mini series.
Yeah.
by the end, the last story was called Endgame.
Mm-hmm.
And the Terminators caught up with Sarah Connor. They found her. And she was about to give birth to John. And they're in the hospital. And, like, they're all fighting, like, levels, protectors, and, mm-hmm. like, people from the future are all fighting Terminators and each other and all this stuff. And she's giving birth. And they're, like, showing her, like, strain, like, you know, like, show her partial of her face or her arm or, you know, her holding the hand of somebody. And that, and then you get to the very end and, like, the Terminator that was, like, a protector gets there and that, and it's not John Connor. She gives birth to a girl. And it's like, okay, you totally just blew away the whole idea of, like, and I'm like, they do this, they do something like that in this movie where it's like, mm-hmm. oh yeah, you gave a twist on the story. And I'm like, cool, you know?
Oh yeah.
That's but yeah, cool. it was an enjoyable movie. I enjoyed it.
And a quick shout out to Mackenzie Davis for keeping it tight.
What do you
like,
mean?
Just, oh, I mean, she was
oh, like worked
and,
out.
Yeah, and the nude scene and everything too. It was well, like, you wow, know?
Way to go.
Her and Gabriel Luna, I think, really like jumped into that whole yeah, idea oh. of getting buffed and getting pumped up for this and that. And I think Arnold, you know, took them both under his wing mm-hmm. kind of thing and got them ready.
Yeah, they were like, I was reading about like them working out with him and
yep,
stuff. So.
Yep. And Gabriel Luna is still working out with him.
Oh, cool.
Like in Los Angeles and that, they work out together. And he came to Columbus with him.
Oh,
for the,
oh, for the Arnold?
Yeah, yeah, for the Arnold thing.
The Arnold
and
Classic.
Yeah, I wish I would have known about that ahead of time. I would have went up there. And
you would have gone up.
I think it would be awesome to meet Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yeah, that'd be really cool.
Yeah, so, because I've met a lot of his co-stars from different movies over the years and that, and everybody says that he's a nice guy.
Yeah.
So, cause I've met what Sandel Bergman, Radon Chong, Olivia Dabo.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, they've all worked with him in Conan and Commando and that.
Cool.
And everybody has always said, and I think that would be kind of cool to meet him.
That'd be cool.
I'd like to meet Gabriel Luna cause he was a Ghost Rider.
Yeah. Ghost Rider was awesome.
So, but yeah, he was good in this. I really liked him.
So
when he knocks on the door and the dad answers and he's like, the face, like you're like, yeah, you're scary, dude. Like you played a scary Terminator.
Yeah, I do think that for the people who complained about The Force Awakens being too much like Star Wars,
oh, like the original Star Wars,
yeah. This has shades of T2, but it's different. But
it
like
has
you
more
said
of Terminator than it did.
Yeah.
T2.
But like you said, all of the Terminators are pretty similar. I mean, that's the nature of the story.
It's the thing where you have the, you know, you have that choice of what do you do mm-hmm. with this story and how far off the reservation can you go?
I'm going to stay and I'm going to fight.
Right, exactly. But yeah, that's the thing is like, how far off the reservation do you go
right.
with this?
Right. Yeah.
Aliens show up, that's the next thing you do in a Terminator movie.
Ooh.
Like the Terminators decided that they finally are going to take over the universe type thing.
Terminator
which would be something
Predator.
They could steal for RoboCop. The RoboCop versus the Terminator literally had it where the Terminator started colonizing out.
Yeah.
And that, and he literally like goes and fights them in space at one point. So
with his jetpack,
with like an entire missile array and all this stuff and spaceship versions of him and the Terminators have spaceship faces. This thing, like that story is like a highly recommended.
Oh yeah.
For people.
I've read some of it. Yeah. Not a lot of it, but I've read some of it.
Well, just the art and
the
know,
art's really
Walt
cool.
Simonson's art in that book is
go Walt.
Yeah. There were, I seen somebody like wrote an article about it recently and they like hit all the beats of the story and the art and all that. And I'm like, you guys are fans of the story. I'm like, you could tell genuine fans of it. So.
Yep. I mean, at the end of the day, it's a decent movie. It's a fun watch. You can probably watch
yeah,
it on HBO
it like,
or wherever.
Probably like a 7.5.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it had its faults, but you know, it was fun. It's a good popcorn movie.
I think like a 6.5, but yeah. You know, like, Didn't hate it. Didn't love it.
Yeah.
I enjoyed seeing it. I probably would have enjoyed it more just watching it at home.
I wasn't aggravated like 3.
Yeah.
I don't know where I would rank this one. Like, I think I'd rank it like 3 is the worst of the bunch, 2 is the best of the bunch.
Yeah.
And first one's the second best. And then I think I like Salvation. Like, I like Salvation because of it being a different story. Like, they took it a different direction and it was good.
I think Salvation had a lot of potential.
Yeah.
And they chickened out.
Probably, yeah. Because Christian Bale threw a fit.
Well, yeah. Are you going to see Ford versus Ferrari, speaking of Christian
Bale? I'm curious to see that.
I really want
to
see that.
I don't know. I'm going on vacation, so I won't be seeing anything for a little while. At least until December.
What, 7 days until The Mandalorian?
Yeah.
A week from today.
Yep.
So.
We won't be reviewing that right away.
No, you're not going to watch it right away, right?
I'll watch the first episode before I leave.
So. Cool.
All right. Because I'm sure that I'll go down to Batuu and ask where The Mandalorian is. They have to stay in character.
Yeah.
They have to stay in character, so.
Now, Galaxy's Edge is in the time
present day Star Wars. Present day Star Wars
right.
would be Rey's time.
So The Mandalorian happened 30 years ago.
25. The Mandalorian takes place 6 years after Return.
Six, I thought it was three.
Like 3 or 6 years after, something like that. We're going to get backstory, though.
Oh, yeah.
You know, during the time of the rebellion and all that stuff. Who he really is.
Mm-hmm.
Just guy wearing a Mandalorian armor.
Boba Fett?
He's not Boba Fett.
I hope not.
He's not Boba Fett.
I was talking
he might have known Boba Fett, but...
I was talking to somebody the other day, and they're like, I really hope he's really Boba Fett. I'm like, ugh, I will force quit Disney. I will rage quit Disney Plus if that's the case.
Okay.
But...
But no, I don't think they're going that way. I think that he'll have known the Fett line, but the Fetts were never real Mandalorians.
No, the there was a bounty hunter named Jango Fett
who
stole
Mandalorian
armor.
He'll be related
armor.
To what's her name from
Sabine.
Rebels? Sabine. He'll be one of the Wrens. What if it's a brother?
Winnie Black? No, I'm kidding.
Brother wasn't black.
No, I was kidding. It was a joke.
What the hell?
So.
But that actually could be a potential
story. From the
Clan
Vizsla. Oh, that's how we find out about Ezra and
we're not going to find
Ahsoka.
Out about Ezra. We're not going to find out about that. That'll be a Dave Filoni pulls out I had another season of Rebels planned, and now we're going to do it.
10 years from now, we have a 6-episode Rebels season coming out.
Exactly.
On the Star Wars streaming app.
Did they go independent at that point?
It's just like, instead of it being like TV stations, each one having a streaming app, it's going to be each individual IP will have its own streaming app.
Oh, so you're going to have like a Terminator app.
You have an Alien app. Then they'll do like events where there's
crossovers. That would be cool because if that was an app, you put all the games, all of the comic books, everything on that app.
So the DC app, I've been reading the comic books on the TV.
Okay.
It's like, yeah, cool.
Fair enough. Does it do the thing where you can hit play and it'll play it?
I haven't tried that. I do the guided view.
Yeah, like, yeah, the guided view. But like, there was the guided view where you could play it. Like, you could tap it on certain books. There was a thing where you could tap it, and it would like slowly move. Like, it gave you time to read it.
Oh,
and then it would move the next page. Like,
when we're done here, we're gonna go experiment with that real quick.
I don't want to.
So, But
the guided part's good too, because then you can just click and it moves.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that might be what I'm thinking of too. I might have been drunk at the time or something.
Very, very interesting.
Yeah.
So, cool.
High on death sticks. That's it.
Hey, you want some death sticks?
Yes, I'll take some.
What? Oh,
They look like powder candy. Hey. Walk up to somebody on Batuu and say, hey, you got any death sticks?
They pull out a pack of cigarettes and hand you one. Here you go.
Like, oh, yep, there you go.
Here you go, kid. When are you leaving?
Next week.
Oh.
Friday, Saturday, something like that.
I got to find somebody to fill in for you.
Oh. I'm sure there's people that you can find.
I'm sure there are. All right. Well, cool.
You and Daryl.
Yeah, I'll see if Daryl wants to come up.
Go see Charlie's Angels and do a review of it.
Is that coming out already?
think that he got a free pass or something.
Oh.
Because Jamie mentioned something about it. So.
I really don't have any interest in another Charlie's Angels movie.
You know what? I'm curious to go see it just because Elizabeth Banks directed it.
The one with Crispin Glover is streaming.
He's in both of them.
And Angel and Haley. The first one. Oh. Angel with Sam Rockwell. Angel and Haley were watching that.
Do they like Charlie's Angels movies?
I think it was just they were looking for something to watch and they hadn't seen that before. Haley had never seen it and I don't know. But yeah, we watched The Day After Tomorrow because that's on HBO now.
Yeah, it's just a hot mess.
It's a little too close to home now.
What do you mean? Has the world started freezing and I just don't know about
You didn't
it?
Know? No.
It's called winter.
I know.
It's called
winter.
Fall, winter weather.
So I'm just watching it the whole time, and I kept saying that out loud. I'm like, wow, Roland Emmerich hates New York City. He hates it. He destroys it every chance he gets.
It's an iconic city.
Oh, I get it.
I mean, I would blow up New York, and I would blow up Paris. Because Paris is kind of iconic.
He's done that too.
He's done that too.
But,
yeah. I mean, you know, but in all seriousness, in Independence Day, we didn't see the total destruction of New York City. We just seen
the Empire State Building.
The Empire State Building get blown up, and then we seen the Statue of Liberty half face down in the harbor. I mean, you know, and that I went, come on, it wouldn't be sticking up like that.
Other way.
Yeah, I was like, the feet would be up. Or you could have it where a Planet of the Apes it.
Right.
You know, but I'm like, come on.
Yeah. All right.
But yeah. Roland Emmerich liked to destroy stuff.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's the only reason you watch those movies.
Oh, yeah.
Like 2012 is great. Like if you just want to see like destruction.
Fodder. It's destruction porn.
So. I mean, Woody Harrelson plays the Randy Quaid role in that movie.
Yeah.
That's the other thing. He finds somebody that, like, kind of is unexpected to play that Randy Quaid Independence Day role. So
right. That's what it's all about. Who can be Randy
Quaid? It's coming!
Remember me?
The Terminator is coming!
Oh, God. Oh, that'd be funny. That'd be really, really funny.
So you give it a 6.5. Yeah. I give it a 7.5. It's entertaining. Go see it if you want to. You don't have to.
I think seeing it in the theater is good just because of the special effects. But at the same time, I think on your 4K TV, it's going to look great.
Well, and that's what I was going to say. From what I've seen of some reviews, people are saying go see it in IMAX.
Oh.
And I'm like, okay, maybe that would be cool. But yeah. If you have a 4K TV, it's like IMAX.
Yeah.
Yeah, so... enjoy when it comes out on streaming.
And just remember.
In December.
In December. So wait, this was like Paramount, and this will be on Disney Plus because it's 20th Century Fox.
What?
Yeah.
It was Paramount, wasn't it?
No.
It was Paramount. Hold the beginning of it was Paramount.
I have it.
Hold on. When they did that, you're all going to die.
Oh, so it's Paramount, Skydance, 20th Century Fox, Tencent and Lightstorm are the five production companies.
But Paramount has the major foothold in it.
It's distributed in the U.S., North America by Paramount.
Right.
International by 20th Century Fox. And then Tencent Pictures is China.
Thanks, Disney.
So, but yeah. All right.
So it won't be on the Disney Plus network.
No, it'll be, well, it might still be,
it'll
who
be on
knows,
UPN.
But UPN. Coming to the CW.
Paramount has the rights to Terminator.
Yeah.
Because the last movie was a Paramount movie also. Okay. So Paramount has the rights to it, and I don't understand why they don't just decide to do crossovers and do a Star Trek Terminator movie.
Yes.
See? That's the thing. The movie studios haven't got bold enough like comic books to go, you know what? We're just going to do crossovers.
Hasn't Marvel taught them anything? People are ripe for crossovers.
We're just going to do a crossover.
Oh,
Planet of the Apes versus Predator.
The Elseworlds thing? Is that three episodes or four?
I think it's three.
Okay, because
I think Legends
find...
has involvement in that.
Yeah, I couldn't find a fourth episode. And...
yeah, it's Supergirl, Flash, and Arrow.
Yeah, I think it goes
I don't
Arrow,
know what order,
Supergirl,
but...
Flat. I don't know. But yeah.
I don't know what order, but yeah, I just haven't watched them yet.
Cool. All right, on that note.
We're out of here.
See you next week.
We'll be back.
Christmas podcast is recorded in Kings Mills, Ohio, just north of Cincinnati. You can find new episodes every Sunday on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, Spotify, our website, or anywhere podcasts are downloaded. The show is hosted by Johnny Podorf and me, Brian Tudor. You can find more information about the show online at infamouspodcast.com or follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram as at Infamous Podcast to stay up to date on the latest news about the show and what's going on in the world of comics, movies, TV, and more. We also have a Patreon page, patreon.com/infamouspodcast. We have some great rewards for our patrons, and we're looking for help to grow the show to bring you more of the content you want to hear. You can find Johnny online at Johnny Podorf, and I'm on most social networks as at Brian Tudor. Music in this episode was provided by Michael Henry from meetmichaelhenry.com. So, whenever you're listening to us, have a great day, night, evening, weekend, whenever it is, and we'll see you next time. Thanks for listening. Later.